been Sinn Féin policy for the past 4 years that we would have a dedicated unit of a Garda Síochána to act as transport police, like there are in other jurisdictions, whether that be on buses or on rail or on the like of the Lewis and Dart and other services like that, and in the intercity rail as well. And we have always been told by government, in fact, as late as about 2 months ago, I was told by the Minister of Transport that this was not going to happen, that they had no plans to do that and wouldn't do it, that it wasn't needed, that the Gardaí were against it, that Irish Rail was against it, and that the Busairn was against it. And now there seems to be a total change of mind, and I understand that Micheál Martin has said that he wishes to explore the idea. It's very welcome. I suppose to say that, you know, the best form of flattery is imitation, and certainly I'm delighted if they're taking on this Sinn Féin position and that they're going to do so. It's been long called for by the trade unions, who have had numerous numbers of their staff who have been attacked and abused and assaulted while carrying out their duties, and indeed by passengers, and we've seen that indeed in the service between Sligo and Dublin recently where there was an incident. So, you know, this is something that is really welcome if government is going to do it, and it's unfortunate that they didn't take up this position many, many years ago, and there will be a lot of people who would feel a lot safer travelling on public transport had they done so.
While it can be understood that the capital would get priority in this potential rollout when it does and if it does happen, Sligo really should be prioritised, given the fact that there have been such quite a number of alarming incidents in recent months on that line.
Yeah, well, I think it needs to be a dedicated transport police unit, which are members of An Garda Síochána, who have the powers to arrest people and hold people, and have would travel on the trains and on the Lewis and on all the various services, including the rail lines between Cork and Dublin and Sligo and Dublin and Limerick and Dublin and everywhere else, and because these are areas where we have had serious incidents in the past of, and it's not just antisocial behaviour, it's not people being rude, it's people being, you know, actually attacking others and actually starting fights and scuffles, and people have been openly taking drugs and breaking the law on the train services, and we need to have a dedicated Garda presence there to ensure that we can deter this from happening, and when it does happen, be there to arrest those people and hold them to book for it, because it's very disturbing for passengers. We want to see more people using public transport for all sorts of reasons, including climate change reasons, and to do so we need to ensure that it's reliable and it's safe and it's affordable, and the safety aspect is something that has been missing for quite some time. So I'm delighted that government has finally taken up a Sinn Féin position on this and is changing their mind and agreeing that we need to have a dedicated police service on our public transport system.